turning a resource into profit. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. For many former tobacco farmers, finding a way to stay on the farm and make a living has been a challenge, and that's been the case for the Riley family in Pickett County. They took over a spring water bottling facility near their farm in 2001 and have since expanded and watched profits climb. Owner and operator Nelda Riley says it happened fast, but the family knew they had to do something to supplement the loss of tobacco income.
Well, our partner was the one that actually initiated this business. He had been tobacco heavy and knew Steve really, really well. But, I mean, the first thing we knew, we just decided that we were cutting down on tobacco growth on both ends, both people, and we just decided that we wanted to try our hand in another business.
And thus was born Clear Blue Premium Tennessee Spring Water. And the business has been growing ever since. Riley says they bottle their water from the 8-ounce size all the way up to those 5-gallon jugs used for water coolers. And it's sold throughout Middle Tennessee and Central Kentucky.
We sell all year long, but from end of March, 1st of April, through the end of October, sometimes the 1st of November, it's just as busy as little bees.
Riley attended the Ideas to Enterprise conference held last week at Tennessee Tech as the family continues looking for more ideas to add value to their product.
We probably went at our business completely backwards in what they recommend, but sometimes you get thrown into a situation that has to move so quickly, you do not have time to do the research and try to find the information that we truly need. But it has helped me so much today to hopefully be able to help our company still and maybe be able to help someone that may be looking at something new in the future.
Nelda Riley of Clear Blue Premium Tennessee Spring Water. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.